Morning, it's Friday morning and it's Ness Andrews and it's Life Church Daily Podcast. This morning I wanted to really reflect a little bit back on just some of the words and messages that we have been hearing this year through various voices. And you may recall about 3 or 4 weeks ago I was asked to speak on Sunday service morning in terms of prayer and in terms of releasing a prophetic word. And in that I talked about how I felt that in terms of Life Church and the prophetic team as a whole had been over the past year really been feeling that God has been speaking that we are to get ourselves prepared and that we are to be more closely aligned in our relationship one-to-one with God and having a deep consciousness of our relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. And that as the church has been talking about for a few years now, about reflecting in our 168, how we interact with God and not just on Sunday mornings or in a time when we set aside for prayer, but that God is around us and in us and with us and part of our decision-making processes every minute of every day. Now, I also mentioned in that Sunday morning that Steve Uppall, back in the Pioneer Conference, part of his prophetic word and what he had shared after seeking prayer and seeking God was that he had also talked about this revival, and that in this revival, for a revival to come, first there has to be an awakening within us and within our relationship with God, and that wherever there is a revival, then people's hearts and minds have to be ready and prepared before revival can come. Because if we're not ready, that we're not equipped to deal with it, and the revival would be short-lived. And I also heard Artie Kendall on TBN a few weeks back, and he was talking about the privilege it was to be part of the Toronto Blessing. Although he didn't know when he was called to go to Canada, there was going to be a revival. There was rumours of mass healings happening, but he didn't know at that time that was a revival. But what he hadn't also realised was that actual prayer had been taking place in that building for well over a year or more before that. And so with prophecy and with God, where he speaks prophetically about something that's to happen or come in the future, that is derived from something that we as people cannot make up of our own desire, because it will just come flat on its head. And everything that is done from God's revelation and prophecy has amazing outcomes and long-lasting effects. And my friend had written, she does a bit of a daily podcast, and I sometimes read them and I sometimes don't. And this one particularly stood out for me because it was on the same lines. And when another voice hears similar messages, then it's again reaffirms to me that prophetic people are hearing the same words. And I just want to read this to you. And she says, "We've been on a journey of thanksgiving for 5 months now. It's a journey I believe that God initiated, a journey of transformation, whereby as we have been turning to God in thanksgiving throughout these months, our faith has been growing and our friendship and fellowship with him also. And our walk with him is becoming much more deeper and fuller of faith and joy day by day. The Lord has given us reasons to thank him daily and show us that in every situation we can thank him, because he is working in all things to transform us to the image of his Son." Romans chapter 8 verse 29. "He is daily reminding us of his goodness and his good intentions towards us and his children. When God, through Isaiah, promised restoration to his people, he said, 'The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God.'" And that's in Isaiah 62, chapter 2, verse 3. "Thanksgiving is like a precious diamond with many facets. It's a jewel in the crown of splendor that the Lord is wanting his children to wear in these days. As we cultivate hearts of thanksgiving, I believe we will shine, and the Lord will see something of the beauty of our God reflected in us. So I believe the Lord has given us these encouragements to grow in thankfulness to prepare us for revival. He wants to get our hearts ready and our lives closely entwined with His so that He can move through His people to reach the world. The Holy Spirit loves gratitude and He will gladly come and indwell a grateful heart. The Lord will also come to a loving and unified gathering of His people. And as we've seen in our last few days and months, Thanksgiving helps to increase our love for each other and our oneness in Him. There is a song that I feel encapsulates something of our original purpose in sharing God's word with you. And it was written in 2006 by Brooke Fraser of Hillsong. It says, "I see the King of Glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see His love and mercy washing all over our sin. The people sing, the people sing. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. I see a near revival stirring as we pray and seek. We're on our knees, we're on our knees. Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like You have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks Yours. Everything I am for Your kingdom cause as I walk from earth into eternity." And as I conclude this daily podcast for today, I just want to leave you with a little thought. The Lord is raising up an army of thankful ones. Have you joined the army? And if not, are you prepared to join the army? Well, go and have a blessed weekend, folks, and I look forward to building on this prophetic word and more that I believe God is saying to us over the coming weeks. Bye.